a very difficult process they are getting through. And also, I think within the party, there are individuals that are trying to push the party to thoroughly review and make its leadership account for what happened, besides just attributing the loss to ZANU-PF.
Do you think this talk about leadership change is significant, or is just procedural issues every political party goes through?
Significant and important and cannot be ignored. It has to explain to its membership what happened and why it happened and what the leadership will do to change things. Because part of the problem that the supporters may be facing is if we continue to attribute the loss to ZANU-PF, the question is, does it mean that the party itself was not sleeping? Because for you to rig or to steal, someone should be sleeping as well. How MDC deals with that will define what the party looks like, whether it's different from ZANU-PF or it's the same like ZANU-PF that it seeks to unseat.
Talking of ZANU-PF and weighing in all other opposition political parties in the country and their leadership, which ones seem likely to remain in the forefront?
Well, at the moment, what I can say is that all the opposition political parties are looking very defeated, weakened, despondent, and there is a lot of indiscipline as well. But as things stand right now, there are challenges that may mean that Zimbabwe may literally become a one-party state if the opposition political parties do not regroup, reflect, and then come up with a framework going forward that allows them to build some consensus and momentum. ZANU-PF has an advantage. The survival of ZANU-PF is at the expense of the citizens through the state and access to state resources. So they feel emboldened, and they even have the opportunity to make convulsive changes within the party without having so many shocks, because they can balance punishments and rewards. And ZANU-PF is even likely to use those to further divide the opposition, like they have already started using the issue of the election of mayors, among other issues.